This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The timing behind Friday's release of the eighth investigative video exposing the industry of selling what is left after an abortion suggests that STEM Express knew what was coming. As it became clear courts would not allow the blocking of videos, STEM Express cut ties with Planned Parenthood, and just after a judge issued a ruling to that effect, this eighth video was released showing the CEO of STEM Express admitting that they broker, distribute, and sell intact specimens. Pro-life advocates say they do so in a way equivalent to the sale of human persons called slaves. The protest of abortion, human specimens, and medical profit is now international. On Saturday, tens of thousands of protesters in 350 cities in the U.S., Ireland, and U.K. spoke out to oppose government funding of Planned Parenthood and its international affiliates. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. The full 10th Circuit Court of Appeals reversed an earlier panel's ruling against the Little Sisters of the Poor Friday. An attorney for the nuns said the feds don't need the Little Sisters to help it distribute abortion-inducing drugs. The U.S. Supreme Court will likely decide if they will hear their full case this fall. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.